You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 141, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today quotes Luke 9, verse 62. Insanity is trying to move forward while continuously looking back. Now, joining me on today's show is Dr. E. Michelle Mickens. And Live for Change LLC is a global strategic sustainability consultancy designed to serve clients in two strategic ways. One, by offering their exclusive Be For Real, which is reliable, ethical, authentic learner leadership development series. The second way is by working with decision makers to help create a CSR, a corporate social responsibility strategy that will enhance their sustainability efforts and, of course, optimize operational efficiency. Now, on today's show, E is going to share insights into how to improve your productivity, how to become more sustainable, as well as be a more distinguished organization. She's also going to talk about why corporate social responsibility is beneficial and small ways to implement CSR principles in your business model. So important. So welcome to the show, E.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I appreciate this opportunity.
I love that we're going to be talking about corporate social responsibility. This is obviously an area of your expertise, and it's not a topic that we've spoken about before. And you know, as Christian business owners, Christian entrepreneurs, I think we really are called to have that responsibility from a social aspect as well, how our companies and what we're doing is impacting that. So look forward to you diving in and sharing your expertise. One of the things, E, that I'm doing for all of my guests is just giving them an opportunity to speak about how they got into the business. Is global strategic sustainability something you've always been passionate about? How did you get into that area?
You know, I love your question. I often ask myself, what is the draw? And I can say this. I have always fought for the underdog. I have, even from a little girl, I've always wanted to defend that one somebody mm-hmm. that's been cast aside, overlooked, ignored, mistreated. And so that's one aspect of just that whole social justice mindset mm-hmm. that I started off having. And a lot of that has come from my father. My father was a pastor. He's gone now to be with the Lord. But one of the things that he always taught us girls, all four girls, was the importance of valuing people and that everyone mattered. He, you know, it was twofold with our father. He always taught us that it's important that we demonstrate leadership, that we would try to help people in the best way possible, but that, you know, if there's something that, you know, somebody's being mistreated or something is not right, yes. that we're to really stand for justice, so to speak.
Yes, I love it.
And then the Word of God teaches that. You know, the Word of God is truly our social justice word. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus demonstrated that in everything that he did. And so if we as Christians are imitators of Christ and we are using that word to guide us in how we live and how we function even in our businesses, mm-hmm. then, you know, social justice, it should be top. Mm-hmm. How we treat our employees, how we treat those who we're in partnership with, all of those things matter. Are we behaving ethically? Yes. And I can truly go on, but those are just some of the tie-ins. Mm-hmm. And
I love that. And we certainly will talk a little bit more about why it's going to be beneficial in small ways that we can start to really incorporate and implement CSR principles in our business model. Because one of the things that we stand for as the Christian Entrepreneur Podcast is building a kingdom business that honors him in every way. And absolutely in the Bible, we are encouraged, commanded to treat others with respect and with love, compassion. And I think exactly what you said, how we treat our key stakeholders, our team, how we interact with others and our attitudes is all going to impact, isn't it? So very, very important. Yes. So let's talk about improving our productivity to become more sustainable and a more distinguished organization. What are some key principles we need to be mindful of?
Well, first of all, I think, Anne-Marie, it would help to understand what is corporate social responsibility.
Yes.
Because that definition is like trying to define what is leadership. Mm-hmm. What is there? Those are some of those words that, depending on how you feel, depending on who you ask, you're going to get a different response. And fortunately, unfortunately, corporate social responsibility doesn't mean the same to everyone, but I think for at least the sake of our conversation, we can agree to define it this way. Corporate social responsibility involves corporations taking an initiative to protect the planet, to protect their people, and to make a profit.
Yes.
Because after all, a business exists, one primary reason is to make a profit, but it's how you're making that profit. You want to evaluate your why. Your purpose should exceed your profit. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, is just a fundamental understanding. So with those things in mind, as you know, since we can look at the housing crisis, we can look at the financial crisis that we had in 2012, 2016, you know, that span of time where we had the bubble. And so society, our citizens started to make, customers, they started to make these demands for transparency and more accountability. And so although corporate social responsibility existed at some level from a philanthropic point of view, where many companies and organizations would, you know, donate money and donate their volunteers and time to do good in the community,
yes,
once that bubble hit, once the economy was impacted so adversely from greed, corruption, and all of those adverse issues that impact society, and still there's some residual impact from that, social responsibility took a whole different approach. It became almost the seed in every company. What are we doing to show our customers? What are we doing to show our stakeholders? What are we doing to show investors and shareholders that we are serious about protecting the planet? We are serious about protecting the rights of our employees. We're hearing more and more about diversity and inclusion. Well, all of those are outgrowths of being a socially responsible company.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's about how are you positioning your company ethically?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have your regulations in place. It's one thing to have all of your paperwork in order and saying that this is our mission, this is our vision, these are our code of responsibilities, our code of conduct. But it's another thing when you are on the forefront and you're saying, you know, we're going to supply, for example, equipment for our exercise room for our employees, so that they can have a place where they can relax, where they can exercise, where they can come together. Someone that's noted for really caring for their employees is like Google.
Yeah.
Google is, you know, like a millennial's dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very open space, and it's because they had their employees in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you put your employees first, when you are really considering their needs first, you're going to have a more productive mm-hmm. organization.
Yes.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the top demands that stakeholders across the board are looking for, they're looking for their bosses to demonstrate leadership by showing how much they value them.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Engaging.
So important. Yeah. Let's talk about the difference between companies who are expressing these are our corporate values, these are really important to us. And what I'm hearing you say now, it needs to go much further. It needs to be much deeper. People, companies need to not only express it, but live it, integrate it and live it. Because I
Absolutely.
Think, and when I say live it, that means that it is actually being followed each and every day. Because I'm sure that one of the biggest, criticisms for businesses is when they say, this is what we stand for, these are our corporate values, yet behind the scenes, their employees, their people, don't experience what they're saying. And there's this huge, kind of dichotomy where, hang on a second, this is not what you are creating that experience. So when a business then starts to look at, all right, these are the aspects that are so important to us, they need to change it from a practical perspective too. What do you see in your experience that will often keep businesses stuck from not only defining it, but actually living it? What are some key things we need to be aware of?
Communication is everything. Yeah. Communication is so essential in carrying out a sustainability process. Mm-hmm. And it's a long-term process. So a couple of things needs to really happen. Leadership. Everything starts with leadership. The leaders, all the executive, decision makers, they have to carry that the bandwagon. They have to be the spokesperson. And so it's one thing to say, we're going to recycle more, or we're going to, carry out these initiatives. And those are small ways that companies can demonstrate that they are going to take better care of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But the employees have to see leadership doing what they're saying.
Yes.
It has to be truly embedded in that culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so there needs to be constant reminders or constant conversation, whether it's in their newsletters, whether they're getting a word of encouragement saying, so-and-so was able to work in the community. They did gardenings, they help some, seniors find ways to become more energy efficient in their homes. Now, I'm saying something that I've done on a personal level, but, companies can get more involved at a grassroots level.
Yes.
They can follow their money. If they're givers of grants, then they can really take the partnership with maybe a non-profit organization or social enterprise entity and really, just begin to monitor how that money is being spent.
Mm.
That's going to, because measurement is so critical. They can monitor the success of their programs and then really start putting that information in their annual reports,
mm-hmm.
Because investors want to see that, they want to read it, and then they want to be able to pinpoint exactly what are the differences being made in the communities where these companies exist.
Yes, yes. What I love about what you're saying there, so many businesses are looking for ways to stand out. And what I'm really hearing is that when they get clear on what values are so important for them, and I think it really continues to confirm why it's so important for businesses to understand what is our why, our vision, our mission, what are our core values that underpin that, and have a select core, values that you continue to live, breathe, work out, live, integrate within your organization. But what I'm hearing you saying is those success stories, those examples can make incredible pieces of content, if you will, of how it's impacting, you know, locally, or maybe if it's a, you've aligned yourself with a non-for-profit who's doing work overseas that's impacting the lives of communities there. If you share those stories, that is going to connect with your ideal client whose core values are aligned with your company's. And I think often businesses don't see the long-term impact that it's going to have, because I know myself that there are certain brands that I am what we would probably call a super fan, and I love what they stand for. And even though their price is more, it's more expensive than others, for me it's kind of like, well, it doesn't matter. I know what they stand for. That's important to me. Therefore, you know, my customer, I'm going to remain a customer. And I think businesses, or some businesses, don't realize that you can create those solid relationships with consumers, customers, who love and what you stand for and will continue to support you and share with their community of the, you know, the impact you're making. Yes?
Yes. Oh, yes. You said that very well. I was thinking of a company. I will refrain from saying the name. This is one concern that I have that I'm seeing is happening more and more. And that is, you know, companies are known for all of these sustainability efforts. They are greening their products. This is a shoe company, and I'll say it like this, and they are known for lightweight, better materials. They use, you know, less plastic. They're almost at net zero in terms of waste, and they're receiving these incredible accolades for all of these measurable ways in which they're protecting the environment. But if you look behind the scenes, you'll see that there aren't many, if any, women at the table, that some of their employees, women, have joined the Me Too movement. And so I mention that because when you're looking for brand recognition, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that what's happening behind closed doors is in order before you start announcing and, you know, all of these wonderful things that you're doing. Because I look at, you know, the Word of God talks about a little leaven leavens the whole. Mm-hmm. So if you have somebody who is mistreated in the office, you know, overlooked, again, that's that underdog concern that I have. Many women were disgruntled in this particular company. Yes. And it's in the news, so it's not anything that's I'm not like gossiping about it really kills all of the accolades that they've received for their protecting the environment and how they're saving all these hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, because in their own company, because of the way that they decided to reduce waste and reduce how they're using, you know, natural resources. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but you have for years overlooked women in your company, and, you know, they're feeling like, how can you get this, you know, award and we're suffering? So again, those are critical. You want to make sure that you're dealing with the whole as a company. You want to look at, you know, women representation, you know, men, the equity piece is just as critical as the economic and the environmental piece.
Yes. So important. And I think it reminds me of the analogy where people have used the example of a three-legged stool. That you need to have three strong legs. You can't be strong in two legs or one leg or even two and a half legs, because that three-legged stool is not going to withstand the weight of that. And I'd imagine for companies that are strong in one area to ensure, all right, let's look at the next leg. Let's look at the next area. If we're strong in the planet, the environment, let's now look at our equity. What can we do better? Can we... what are some of the strategies that we need to do to have that open door policy where we do invite women And diversity is so much more, and equity is so much more than men and women. It's do we have people who may be disabled, you know, all different ethnicities. I mean, it's all very important. What can we do to have a holistic open door approach? And then, of course, the profits as well. You know, are we paying our staff enough? And all of that, those sorts of things. I'd imagine that for businesses, particularly who are listening today, they are smaller businesses, but certainly as we're building kingdom businesses, we are continuing to grow and develop, and we have a CEO that can take our businesses to where we haven't even expected it to go. So I'm going to ask a question only because I know what the answer is going to be, and I want you to give some key fundamental practical steps. Often we get to a certain stage, well, I'm only a solopreneur, but we can make just as much impact with how we approach our businesses, even if we are just on our own, by some of the principles we put into place now so that we can continue to ensure that they are important to our businesses as we continue to grow. So for someone, where should we start? What are some key things that you would think, as even as a solopreneur, as a smaller business, we can start to do to think about environment, to think about equity, you know, equality, and to think about the profits as well? What are some things that you could share today for us?
Absolutely. Something as small as rethinking whether or not you're going to use bottled water or a container that allows you to refill and has no BPA in it or contaminants. Something that small can net great value simply because, as a solopreneur, because many people drink, you know, they're drinking bottled waters and they don't think twice about whether or not that plastic is actually being recycled. Mm-hmm. And even if they're recycling it, there are contaminants that still exist in that plastic. Yes. And sometimes it's just not properly being handled. And fish are dying. And if you're a fish eater, if you love seafood, like I love seafood, you're consuming some of that plastic. And so sometimes we don't think about small acts that have great impact. And you can say, you know, as a solopreneur or as just a small company, one thing we decided to do was we would discontinue using straws, discontinue drinking from plastic bottles, simply because there is just an influx of plastic and it's not being recycled at the rate that it's being used.
Yes, yes.
That's one something that, you know, people, you know, don't really think that's a big deal, but it's a huge deal because a lot of us consume our seafood. Yes. And so when you think about it, goes through the chain. And you absolutely want to consider your own food chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
one
powerful.
Something.
Yeah, so powerful. And let's face it. And then even I've seen some companies now, or even solopreneurs, buying, and they're called now keep cups. And that's for coffee. So if you imagine that you go and get, you know, sometimes three or four different coffees a day, if each of those coffees are provided to you in a cup that you will then throw away, imagine if you've got a cup. And let's face it, some of the cups that we can get or bottles that we can refill for our water, they're pretty trendy looking. And if we want to, we can get it branded with our business, our corporate logo. So as we're drinking, our name is there in front of our clients.
Yes.
A great marketing tool. So let's get a business name
there
out there.
There you go.
Too. Yeah. And that can make a huge impact. The environment, you know, ultimately, as you said, because we don't often, here's the thing, I think, that when we look, well, how's it going to impact us? Because a change of behavior and habit, I think we need to go through a period of where we just need to do that consciously. But then all of a sudden, it just becomes part of who our nature is and part of something that
we think
is important. But we don't actually see until you know, people like you mentioned, you know, by not having the plastic or by having plastic in our environment, it's going to impact the fish that we eat. And then suddenly we go, yeah, I eat fish. What about other things that we're eating? We don't often see that or recognize that, but it's
our
wonderful.
Makeup. If we read our labels more, you know, I'm a makeup wearer.
Yeah.
And I had little understanding about the content of the makeup and how at the end of the day, PET and different types of plastic is in the makeup that we use. It's in our cleansers. Mm-hmm. And so if we make a conscious effort to pay attention to our labels, if we and announce it, once it's a decision that, you know, corporately, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, or we're going to eliminate doing this because we learn the impact to the environment. Mm. Customers that you might not have had, now you're attracting because you're speaking their language.
Yes.
They might, you know, that might be the difference if you sell t-shirts. That might make the difference that you're only going to use the, you know, t-shirts that 100% cotton. Yeah. Again, the Word of God taught us about the reason why we should use natural 100%, you know, products because of how it you know, our skin, you know, responds to it.
Yes.
And it doesn't have that plastic in it. It doesn't have certain dyes in it. So those are just some of the little things that you can really build your brand on and mm-hmm. say, you know what, as a company, we decided to do these things. How do you behave ethically? Mm. It's one thing to say, you know, we won't mistreat our employees and we'll treat them well. It's another thing to say we start our employees off at a livable wage, and the livable wage may be $20 an hour versus 10 or, mm. you know, something like that. And you can get that dual benefit of taking care of that employee, but you're also able to announce and you know, put that in your print, you know, media, social media, however you want to, mm-hmm. you know, expose that and say, you know what, this is how we show care for them. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't just give them a free watch.
Yes.
We take it a step beyond.
Yes, that's right. Well, a free watch is not going to put food on the table, is it?
No, not at all. You're right.
It might look good, especially if it's a, you know, a real fancy watch. But and look, it's such a great reminder. And I love the way that you've reminded us that it's even in the smallest of acts that can make a huge difference. Because when there is two people and then 10 people and then 100 and it multiplies across the world, that one decision to no longer have plastic bottles, but rather refillable bottles, get them branded, by the way, that's a tip for free, and a cup, you know, one of the keep cups or whatever, have that branded. What a great way to, and then to hand that out to, you know, to your clients and prospects.
Yes.
To say, this is something that's so important to us, and we would love to gift you with a keep cup so that you can continue to you know, impact the environment in a positive way. And as they're drinking it, guess whose brand name is being flashed
Come
around?
Come on.
I love it.
That's
I love
right.
it.
There you go. Maximizing that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, look, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you today, Eve. Just those key points, I think, is going to make such an impact on so many as we start to even, for many of us, reshape our thinking, think about things differently and say, you know, this is God's planet. And unfortunately, we're not really doing a good job looking after it. And I have to say, you know, sadly, and
yeah.
every decision we make, even though we may not feel that we have impact or control, we can do so with our wallets. We can do so with our you know, our patronage to make a
yes.
decision. You know what? I'm no longer going to go to you because you're not caring for your employees. You're not caring for the environment.
Yes.
Profits is more important to you. So there's lots of different ways. And how can people connect with you, particularly if they would like to find out more about how you might support them in really putting together a strong policy that is definitely going to really position them as an organization who it finds that this is so important and wants to have this as part of their corporate brand and business model? What's the best way for them to connect with you?
Oh, I would love to schedule a strategy session with them. They can reach me at www.live4changellc. That's llc.com.
Fantastic.
Did I confuse the audience?
No, that's fine. And well, you know what we'll do is we'll put the link in the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE141. and we'll put the link there, and any other ways that if you're on social media, we'll put your social media links there as well, because I'm sure being passionate about that, there's lots of other different resources and things that you share that people, because it's all about education, isn't it? And the more people hear about it, the more they go, you know what, we can start to do that and make an impact just through that. So one of the things I'm doing, Eve, for all of my guests on the show as we finish up the show, is just to say a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Oh, I would be honored. Thank you so much.
All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we had today to hear from Eve, particularly the passion that she has about, you know, helping organizations, helping Christian business owners, particularly who are listening to this podcast, to really create a business model that really fulfills requirements around, you know, corporate social responsibility around the environment. Lord, this is the world that you created, that we can really make decisions and have strategies in place that care for the environment, that care for our team, our people, our stakeholders in our business, and ultimately, Lord, our profits too. Father, you know, as Christian business owners, we have such a responsibility. We're commanded to really not only look after and build a business, but what impact are we having on the world? What impact are we having on organizations and businesses and other people who are, you know, working for our company or who are doing business with our company? So, you know, Lord, we just want to thank you that we've had this time today, that we've learned about just some of the simple but powerful ways that we can start to implement some of these social responsibilities. And Father, we just want to uplift Eve in our prayers. Will you continue to bless her? Will you continue to find her favor as she's continued to really share this such important message in the work that she's doing with organizations globally, Father? We just want to bring this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much,
Eve. You are lovely.
Look, my pleasure. This is just so important, and I know for myself, there's just so much more we can do. But you know what? It starts with awareness, and it starts with a decision and an intention. And I'm certainly going to use. I've got a lot of different bottles. In fact, I'm looking at one now of different. You know, these are refillable bottles, and we continue use them. You know, when we go to go out and about, and I'll definitely be doing that with my coffee cups as well. I think we'll make a huge impact. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Emery. God bless you, sweetie.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.